He doesn't care what we do. He doesn't care what we do. It doesn't matter to him. I can take away everything. He doesn't care. I'll send him over to the corner. He sings. He just sings. Doesn't bother him. Oh, yeah, I sent him to his room. So what? He can spend 3 hours playing in spider webs. Makes no difference. Discipline doesn't work. It just bounces off of him. Finally, I got so frustrated, I sent him next door to the neighbors to run an errand. I moved away while he was gone. All right, I'll give you a simple rule about this. My kid doesn't care when we discipline him. I'll make it real simple. This is easy to remember. It's a soundbite, three-word soundbite. Ready? You might want to write this down. Yes, he does. He just doesn't care that you think he doesn't care. He cares that you don't care, that he doesn't care. That's the problem. If you care that he doesn't care, then you've got more than a care. Don't judge a kid's emotional behavioral reaction to discipline as whether or not the discipline will work. Hey, you send some kids to their corner. Notice how I said their corner, because it is a possessive kind of thing. You send some kids to a corner, and they'll look at you like, I could do this on my head. You think this bothers me? You kidding me? I can get lost in my own thoughts. I won't even think about how this bugs me. I'll sing. I'll drive you nuts. I'll sing. I'll laugh. I had one kid that used to laugh. He'd get disciplined, and he would just giggle. And the parents thought, oh, no, there's nothing we can do that's going to affect him. Of course. Got a question for you. Did your child ever come up to you and say, Mom, I got some free time. And I was wondering if it's okay with you. Can I go just stand in the corner for a while? Or, hey, Dad, you know how I didn't do that stuff you asked me to do, and usually you take it off my allowance? Well, this week I've been pretty good. I've been doing everything you've asked me to do. Nevertheless, I got a buck here. I just want to hand you a dollar. Just kind of like, you know, living the fine kind of thing, you know, Dad? Is that all right with you? Huh? How often do they say, you know what I think I'm going to do to myself, Mom, right now? I'm going to bed an hour and a half early, and tomorrow I'm writing you a 500-word essay telling you how much I love you. Just for the heck of it. Do they? You see, when a child doesn't react badly or upset or even a little irritated at your discipline, that doesn't mean that the discipline isn't going to work. It just means he's making the best of a bad situation. Or he's getting back at you. He wants you to be upset that he's not upset. Never bothers me. Never bothers me when a kid doesn't get all that upset over discipline. As a matter of fact, if you do want to take the sting out of it, you might say to the child, I am so glad that you're taking this so well. It's a sign that you're growing up. It's a sign that you are calmly, conscientiously, responsibly, and maturationally accepting the consequences of your conduct. I'm so proud of you. You know, some children throw fits. Some children get angry. Not you. You're happy about this. This shows me that you have a conscience in formation. Yeah, go ahead, say that. See what happens. You know part of the problem here? Now, Matt just came into my earpiece and said, window. Using his terminology, I'm going to say there seems to be a window of upset that parents are, I don't want to say content to see. That's too strong a word. But they would prefer to see. Example, you don't want him to get too upset when he gets disciplined, because then he throws a fit and then he gets really ugly and then he escalates and it makes it all miserable for everybody. So you don't want that level of resistance. On the other hand, you don't want this level of blasé, laissez-faire, I can handle this because it's not a big deal, mother. You think this bothers me? You don't want that as a parent because you think it means your discipline won't work. You want this little window where he's upset, but not so upset that he's ugly. True? I don't think it rightly matters. You judge discipline not by necessarily emotional reaction, but by whether over time the behavior that you're disciplining declines. That's what you're looking for. If a child goes to the corner 50 times in a row, and every time he goes, he sings louder, that doesn't bother me. Well, the singing might bother me, but his lack of upset doesn't bother me, because all I'm looking at is, how's the discipline working? Is he treating his sister more kindly? Is he picking up his stuff better? Is he not snotting off as much? Is he keeping his room cleaner? Is he not nagging me as frequently as he used to? Badgering gone down? So let him smile, let him be happy, let him sing himself to sleep in the corner. As long as, over time, my target misbehavior is declining, that's all I really am concerned primarily about. So, I guess what I'm saying is, don't care that he doesn't care. Because if you care that he doesn't care, then what you've done is you've made him care about the fact that what he's doing is working. Act as though you don't have a care in the world that he doesn't care.